Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
And good morning, 9:27. I'm Jeff, this is The People Speak. Hope you're having a good morning. I'll be talking today with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. The weather is beautiful right now.
It is. It looks a little, I don't know, maybe a little rainy out there. But I mean, it hasn't rained yet, but it's a little cloudy in that. But the temperature-wise, I mean,
for
November.
Yeah, you can't beat it, that's for sure.
So things going well at the Dairy Council, I guess?
Absolutely. I mean, usually this time of year, we're trying to get into schools, and obviously that's not happening this year, but we're trying new things and getting in there virtually. So it's a new challenge, a new world. So it's been fun.
Definitely is. So today we're going to be talking about something I see that is near and dear to a lot of people's hearts, comfort foods.
It's very near and dear to my heart. I can tell you that much. And if we're really talking about, you know, we always hear comfort foods and you think, oh, they're so rich or unhealthy and things like that. And just talking more about how we can still fit them into our diets, because we all need those comfort foods.
Exactly. All right. I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break here and we will come back and talk with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council. We'll be back on The People Speak right after this. Welcome back again. We're talking with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council. As I mentioned, we're talking about comfort foods. What is it, comfort food?
So comfort foods are those feel-good foods that really soothe us and nurture us and encourage that secure and filled-up feeling in our stomachs. Just biting into that favorite food kind of takes you back to a time where you felt happy and nourished and loved and cared for. I know one of my most nostalgic foods is buttery noodles, because my grandma would always make them for me. And something about butter noodles just takes you back to a time of childhood and feeling comforted and nurtured. But it's really hard to argue with that kind of power, especially considering the world's events we've experienced lately, you know, with coronavirus, and then the election is bringing all sorts of attention to the world. So when we're feeling anxious or fearful, we really go back to those foods that we associate with times of lower stress. So for me, my favorite comfort foods include, you know, macaroni and cheese, those butter noodles that I talked about, those pizza, all those different foods that, and it's different for everybody, and every ethnicity too. So those comfort foods that really bring us back to those times of peace is what we're going to be talking about today.
Okay. So I guess we'll just ask you, what's your favorite comfort food?
Well, this is a tough one because it would change with the season. But, you know, in the wintertime, soups are like more of a comfort food for me, like those hearty soups, like potato soup and things like that. But then, like I said, those butter noodles, something about those butter noodles just bring me back to when I was a child and feeling that comfort.
Right. So. And I've had those too. Those are good. But I guess if you think about it health wise, it's like you've got a lot of butter, a lot, you know, and in a pasta.
Absolutely, yes. That's something that you have to think about, too, and considering how it fits into your entire diet. We can still make them work, that's for sure.
Exactly. What are some of the top comfort foods around this time, I guess, of the...
In the year of the pandemic.
Right.
In 2020, yes. So I found a poll of 2,000 Americans, and in this year of quarantining and social distancing, the people are really reverting back to their favorite childhood comfort foods. So the top comfort foods include pizza, hamburgers, ice cream, one of my favorites, French fries, mac and cheese, potato chips, cookies, chocolate, cereal, fried chicken. That's another good comfort food, depending on the time of year. Spaghetti and meatballs, mashed potatoes, bread, hot dogs, and pancakes. And then the top five reasons Americans really reach for comfort foods include 48% of that survey said just because it tastes good. Another 43% said because it's satisfying. Another 41% of those 2,000 Americans said that the food actually brings happiness to them. And 39% said it's something that they really look forward to. And 38% it's a sense of comfort during those uncertain or unsettling times.
Okay, so just something to kind of make you feel better, you know. And
absolutely, yes. And it does. It's amazing what food does. A lot of people kind of say, you know, food is medicine. And I, as a dietitian, I kind of disagree with this because it's not as simple as medicine because we associate a lot of emotions with our foods, too. It's not as easy as just taking a pill, although it does fuel and nourish our bodies. But we have to take into account the way that it makes us feel, too.
True, true. And I guess the eating question is, are comfort foods bad for us?
And, you know, that's a good, really good question because, unfortunately, a lot of these comfort foods really come with a steep nutritional price tag. And digging into comfort foods all winter long will come with some health risks because they're usually high in fat and calories and sometimes sugar, depending on what the comfort food is. But that doesn't mean we must resist comforting ourselves with these foods that we crave, despite them having really hefty amount of calories. You don't have to banish them completely from your diet. So restricting ourselves from those foods that we love can actually lead to feelings of deprivation, which can trigger eating binges. Instead, maybe place a limit on how often you're eating your comfort foods, taking a look at your portion sizes when you do have them, and then you know, above all, a little indulgence once in a while isn't going to hurt you. Just like the flip side, if you eat a salad, you're not going to be skinny in a day. If you eat a burger, you're not going to be fat in a day. So it's just indulging yourself every once in a while is not going to hurt.
Right, right. It's no fun if you don't.
Exactly. We got to enjoy our food too.
Okay, how do we work dairy into this?
So dairy products are actually a common trend when it comes to comfort foods. You know, a comforting thing is your warm milk before bed, the cheese on your pizza, the cookies with milk, butter on your mashed potatoes, or the butter on your noodles for me. And due to so many comfort foods having dairy products in them, they're also filled with wonderful nutrients as well. So one serving of dairy contains about a third of your daily calcium needs, as well as 9 essential nutrients. So you can kind of rest assured that while your comfort foods might have a lot of calories, they are still really nutrient dense too. And that's really important to note as well.
Right. You know, I mean, nutrients, you know, you really don't think about it, but it is something you need to, you know, focus on a little bit when you're deciding, you know, what you're putting into your body.
Yes. I always tell people, you know, when we're talking about nutrients, making sure you get a bang for your buck. So making sure that whatever food you're getting has a lot of calories also has a lot of nutrients. So a good example of this would be like a bottle of soda versus a bottle of milk. That soda, you know, they might not be so far off in calories, but that soda has virtually no nutrients in it, where the milk has those 9 essential nutrients. It has tons of protein, good, you know, a third of your daily needs of calcium, and it's good for your body and is nourishing your body. So you're really getting a nutritional bang for your buck there.
Right. So, all right. I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and take another break here. Come back and talk some more with Kelsey. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. And welcome back. Again, talking with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council. I'm talking about comfort foods today, and we listed some of them as pizza, hamburgers, ice cream, of course, French fries. And there is one fast food company that has a French fry that I think beats them all, but we...
Yep, can't name drop here, but I think I know what you're thinking about.
And, of course, chocolate, you know, fried chicken, spaghetti and meatballs, and, you know, I mean, just lots of foods that, you know, I mean, make us feel better.
Yes. You know, and make us feel comforted. And the big thing to remember is that even though these foods usually come with a pretty hefty calorie, fat, and sugar price tag with them, doesn't mean we can't fit them into our diet. We just need to make sure we're watching our portion sizes and how often we're consuming them.
I guess moderation would be the word.
Moderation. And then also if you're cooking for the holidays, Thanksgiving is coming up, thinking about your recipes when you're cooking, you know, and use those three R's we talked about that reduce the high calorie ingredients, replace the high fat and high sugar foods, and then remove what's not needed. So if your recipe has too much sugar in it, you can always be at liberty to reduce that a little bit, make it a bit more healthy.
And that's the thing too, people not cooking at home necessarily as much anymore. You know, I mean, eating out, you don't have that option to be able to add or take away from the recipe. You know?
Yeah. I always say people aren't as educated on culinary arts anymore. So they see a recipe and they take that as face value. And just don't forget that you still have your liberties and, you can remove or add or do whatever you want with that.
If it says a half a cup of sugar, you don't have to add a half a cup. You
know? Yes, right? Yes. It's whatever you feel is right for that recipe.
Exactly. So I'm sure a lot of the ideas and stuff we've talked about and everything, you know, people can get through the Dairy Council.
Yeah, so we have some resources at the Dairy Council really regarding comfort foods. We have an entire sheet called Do the Yogurt Swap, which this is, you know, especially in baking where you can replace oil or butter or, you know, some of those high fat ingredients with yogurt to make it a little healthier. We update our recipes every single month, and we always have healthy recipes on there. They're, you know, dietitian approved and researched recipes. And this month especially, we have two recipes that really do the swapping factor in them. So lasagna with those thin sliced zucchini, and then a cauliflower mashed potato gratin recipe. Those are both delicious. I've tried them myself. And then we also just have tons of nutrition information on milk, cheese, and yogurt on the website. So make sure to check us out at www.scldairycouncil.org. And we're also, with people staying home more with the pandemic, we are doing a lot more on social media. So follow us at Facebook or Instagram at SCL Dairy Council.
Okay. So we'll look forward. I guess next time we talk and stuff, we'll be getting pretty close to Christmas.
Yes, and hopefully, you know, the numbers will go down with COVID, and we can all get together and enjoy time with our families.
Exactly, exactly. That's one of the reasons I think why comfort foods are so big right now.
Everybody's just frustrated
exactly.
with the way things are going, and it's totally understandable. Who would have thought back in March that we'd still be where we are?
True, exactly.
It's wild.
All right, Kelsey. Well, thanks for being with us. And we'll look forward to talking to you again next month.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll have some cheerful holiday news by then.
Exactly. All right. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.